Chapter 6. When, therefore, he has fulfilled the commandment, what saith he? Who is he that will contend with me? Let him oppose me, or who is he that will enter into judgment with me? Let him draw near to the servant of the Lord. Woe unto you, for ye shall all wax old, like a garment, and the moth shall eat you up. And again the prophet says, since as a mighty stone he is laid for crushing, behold I cast down for the foundations of Zion a stone, precious, elect, a cornerstone, honorable. Next, what says he? And he who shall trust in it shall live forever. Is our hope, then, upon a stone? Far from it. But the language is used in Asmuch as he laid his flesh as a foundation with power. For he says, and he placed me as a firm rock. And the prophet says again, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. And again he says, this is the great and wonderful day which the Lord hath made. I write the more simply unto you, that ye may understand. I am the offscouring of your love. What, then, again says the prophet? The assembly of the wicked surrounded me. They encompassed me as bees do a honeycomb, and upon my garment they cast lots. Since, therefore, he was about to be manifested and to suffer in the flesh, his suffering was foreshown. For the prophet speaks against Israel, woe to their soul, because they have counseled an evil counsel against themselves, saying, let us bind the just one, because he is displeasing to us. And Moses also says to them, behold these things, saith the Lord God, enter into the good land which the Lord swore to give to Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and inherit ye it, a land flowing with milk and honey. What, then, says knowledge? Learn, trust, she says, and him who is to be manifested to you in the flesh hat is, Jesus. For man is earth in a suffering state, for the formation of Adam was from the face of the earth. What, then, meaneth this, into the good land, a land flowing with milk and honey? Blessed be our Lord, who has placed in us wisdom and understanding of secret things. For the prophet says, who shall understand the parable of the Lord, except him who is wise and prudent, and who loves his Lord? Since, therefore, having renewed us by the remission of our sins, he hath made us after another pattern, it is his purpose that we should possess the soul of children, inasmuch as he has created us anew by his Spirit. For the Scripture says concerning us, while he speaks to the Son, let us make man after our image, and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the beasts of the earth, and the fowls of heaven, and the fishes of the sea. And the Lord said, on beholding the fair creature man, increase, and multiply, and replenish the earth. These things were spoken to the Son. Again, I will show thee how, in respect to us, he has accomplished a second fashioning in these last days. The Lord says, behold, I will make the last like the first. In reference to this, then, the prophet proclaimed, enter ye into the land flowing with milk and honey, and have dominion over it. Behold, therefore, we have been refashioned, as again he says in another prophet, behold, saith the Lord, I will take away from these, that is, from those whom the Spirit of the Lord foresaw, their stony hearts, and I will put hearts of flesh within them, because he was to be manifested in flesh, and to sojourn among us. For, my brethren, the habitation of our heart is a holy temple to the Lord. For again saith the Lord, And wherewith shall I appear before the Lord my God, and be glorified? He says, I will confess to thee in the church in the midst of my brethren. And I will praise thee in the midst of the assembly of the saints. We, then, are they whom he has led into the good land. What, then, mean milk and honey? This, that as the infant is kept alive first by honey, and then by milk, so also we, being quickened and kept alive by the faith of the promise and by the word, shall live ruling over the earth. But he said above, Let them increase, and rule over the fishes. Who then is able to govern the beasts, or the fishes, or the fowls of heaven? For we ought to perceive that to govern implies authority, so that one should command and rule. If, therefore, this does not exist at present, yet still he has promised it to us. When we ourselves also have been made perfect so as to become heirs of the covenant of the Lord.